The coalition didn't take a stand on whether the suspended members should have kept their seats on the board. Instead, Georgia NAACP President Edward DeBose said they were concerned about a 2011 law that allows the governor to remove school board members.
If it's that bad and if it's that dire, there are enough people in DeKalb County to initiate a recall process.
But Governor Deal spokesperson Brian Robinson says the governor had to act.
The governor pointed out that given the timeline that we're on, we don't have the time for that. Time is of the essence. Every day that this system is on probation is a black eye for the state, much less for the county.
The district was placed on probation by its accrediting agency for board governance problems. But it was another problem that ruffled feathers in Monday's meeting. Marcus Coleman of the National Action Network said a comment Governor Deal made about DeKalb school board elections didn't sit well with some.
His point was, and I quote, find some good black people to run for office. Here's a message to the governor. You don't dictate who is good and who is bad as far as who we choose for our leaders.
Robinson did say the governor urged the coalition to be involved in the next DeKalb school board elections to avoid repeating the current situation.
He said, make sure you get involved and get the best candidates. Get involved and make sure that we filter out people who are going to be problems. We've got to have good people on the board. That's what he said.
Although the NAACP publicly thanked the governor for the meeting, DeBose said they're considering legal action. Meanwhile, the governor's moving ahead with plans to replace the six suspended members. A nominating committee is expected to recommend candidates to the governor by the middle of the week. Martha Dalton, WABE News.